Hey, this is Timoteus Foe with Friends vs. Foes podcast. Today we're going to be sitting with a good friend, Brian Tazrat Garcia. He's the guy behind the Wildcard Boxing Gym logo that they show on 24/7. He's going to talk to us about his life as an artist, a muralist, and working for Freddie and how he got to know him and what they do together. So sit back and enjoy, and thank you for listening. Hey, everybody. This is Timoteus Foe with the Friends vs. Foes podcast. I'm here with Tazrock, Brian Garcia, Tazrock, graffiti artist, a good friend from Los Angeles. What's up, Brian?
Everything's good. Thanks.
Thanks for being on today, man.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I haven't seen you in a while.
I'm excited, yeah.
It's been at least, what, 6 months since I've seen you?
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Summertime. Yeah, I can't be here for winter. I'm like a vampire, can't be in the daylight. I can't be in the cold.
So thought I'd have you on. You know, you've had some past with the Wildcard Boxing Gym, okay. And this being a podcast about boxing, thought I'd get some more information on, you know, what you got going on with Wildcard or what you've done in the past. So Can you introduce yourself to our viewers or listeners?
All right. So I'm a spray can graffiti artist. Originally started with spray can in the late 80s. Originally from Pacific Northwest of Oregon. I've been doing graffiti art since then, and do some airbrushing also. Also from a crew called DEFCON 5 with graffiti artists, b-boys, DJs, MCs. More like a legit graffiti artist now, where I don't have to do it illegal anymore. Kind of what I focused on when I was younger, just more into doing murals. I got over the adrenaline of tagging and bombing. It didn't give me a big enough rush or something. So I guess the murals was more exciting to me. So
how many years has it been since you've been painting?
It's been over 25.
And when did you go from bombing and tagging to
about 5 years, 4 or 5 years before I started realizing that I can paint legit walls or legal walls or get legal walls. And that's when I started to get legal walls, because I wasn't the only one that had a hard time painting at night and running from cops, or painting and their pieces getting painted over the next day. It's part of the culture, but it's frustrating. You know, you spend a night on something and you don't want to see it painted over the next day, or you don't want to have to run, you want to finish, you know, and you can't really come back to the hot spot. So we started getting places and getting them legal.
So for listeners, Taz and I go back to about 2004.
Yeah.
Maybe-ish.
Yeah, probably.
I had a show in Los Angeles with my partner, Mike. It was called Beyond the Schoolyard. We had a show in downtown Los Angeles. It was Break and Art. And you went in there with Easy Brock, I think. You guys had one of the little rooms in there. Mm-hmm. You guys killed everybody. That was all you, right? Remember that show?
Yeah. I mean, was it right in Hollywood, right?
Yeah, it was right in Hollywood. Oh, no, it was in downtown L.A. from MacArthur Park.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I can't remember who was with me. I think a lot of the paint fumes have made me forget a lot of stuff. So, it might come back later, but I can't really remember that who was there. But yeah.
Yeah. So we go back to then, and since then, you know, we've kind of had a good friendship. I've had you out to a couple of things, KTLA Morning News. You did a piece on there.
Yeah.
And
that was the one in Hollywood.
That was one in Hollywood, yeah. So Brian is, or Tazrock's is one of the more responsible artists that handles his business, I should say.
Yeah.
You're living off your art form.
Yeah. I'm somewhat responsible.
He lives a life.
I've got to eat. I got to pay bills or eat. I better hustle.
Painting and traveling and you know, living the life. Yeah, living the dream. Yeah, so anyways. So that's how we got involved with each other. And the reason I wanted you on the show was because I know you've done some stuff with Wild Card Boxing Gym, mm-hmm. Freddie Roach. Eight months ago, we went out there to made a fool of myself in the gym with you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of embarrassing.
It's okay. I compared to the real boxers out there, I feel that way too, you know. But a friend of mine used to go there. I lived in Hollywood for about 8 years. And I think in 2006, my homie was starting to train there a little bit. And he talked to Freddie, wanted me to come down and do some work. But at that time, I didn't know who Freddie was, you know. I mean, I love boxing. I would paint pictures of boxers and, you know, sports. And I had heroes growing up as boxers. And
who were some of your favorite fighters growing up?
I remember, you know, Sugar Ray Leonard and what's his name? Macho Camacho.
Hector Macho Camacho.
You know, those days. Yeah. You know, just being, and a lot of fighters, I can't think of their names right now, but just being, you know, Mexican, Chicano, you know, families were always rooting for the Chicanos, Mexicans that were fighting. Not because they hated any other race, but, you know,
that's just how it is in boxing,
you know.
It is.
I think that's how they set them up, too.
Very segregated.
Like, we can't have two Mexicans fighting at once.
Yeah.
Who were they going to choose? So I was introduced to Freddie through my friend Jose, and he wanted to get some stuff painted, you know, and I got to know him, and he's really into that raw street graffiti stuff. Like I pitched him a couple logo style stuff, like Everlast, but with a little flavor, you know, how, because a lot of the designs I do were kind of like lowrider plaques, and the design looks kind of like the Everlast. It goes from big, wide to small in the center.
Kind of like
the
this,
letters.
Right?
Yeah.
Kind of like that, right?
Yeah, just like that. And a lot of stuff I was designing at the time was like murals on cars, lowriders, and a lot of their plaques. And sometimes I'd design plaques and logos for car clubs. And it was similar. So I did some similar designs from the lowrider style. And then I did one that was a little, just a little more flavor into it, you know, just tried something different. And he was more for that, you know, wild looking style more than a plain, you know.
So how much of a hand did he have in that logo? He didn't.
I just brought him three designs and he goes, that one. Yeah. So I was like, cool, at least he did, you know. If I don't like it, I did more than that, but I just took him the ones I liked because I didn't want to see something up there that I actually didn't like, because I've done that. You know, I painted things that, and people have weird tastes, so they're like, I like that. And I'm like, oh. You know, so he liked it, and I wanted to do a little, I wanted it to be not super graffiti, because, you know, I think that it was just the gym. I just kind of pictured something like that there, where he wanted it behind the ring. And then later on, he put it on shirts, and he loved it. And
It's so, all over 24/7.
Yeah, so I met a couple guys at the gym, and my boy got me over there, and I started working out. And, you know, and first time I went, I was like, whoa, you know, I was like, pass out. You know, I worked with a trainer, and then, but I loved it. I loved how I felt the next day, and I you know, I was addicted, and, you know, I wanted to learn something that felt really good, and it was something I dedicated myself to. It's funny because, you know, I would go for years in the morning, always early, you know, so I can get my day going, because I had no plans on being a boxer and getting in a ring, because, you know, I think that it's great and it feels good to do. At some point, I think, well, I'd love to just maybe see what I can give somebody, you know.
Yeah.
But to learn the art form was more important for me before I even thought about hitting anybody, you know. It was just,
have you ever sparred?
Maybe once, yeah, but not really.
At,
like,
the gym there?
Yeah. Or, yeah,
you, yeah. Remember the guy's name?
No, I think it was one of my homies, that trained. Probably a guy I knew that I just don't remember his name. You know, fumes have affected my memory a lot. So,
how many rounds did you guys go?
It was just like probably three rounds. Like that's all I was training for, just three rounds. Three rounds in, you know, heavy bag, speed bag, and then anytime that I would watch sparring, and most of the times it was just three rounds. So, you know, I was like, yeah, I could do this, you know. So, it's a lot harder than it looks. I give a lot of respect for boxers out there, but I train to be able to spar, be able to fight street and in the ring, but it's like you're going up against guys that do it all day, and that's all they do.
That's all they do, yeah.
You know,
it's their life.
Yeah, and I'm competitive, and I just don't want to go there, and people think that's I'm here to, because I love the training, I love the art, and I'm not here to be that guy that's trying to, you know, go in there and he wants to kill me. Because that's what you're training for, to beat the shit out of someone else. That's it. You know, so it's like, you know, I want to get in there eventually. But I can never be consistent. And like, I think when I started training in 2006, I trained for probably a year, and then I tore my meniscus. So my knee blew out. And I was out after that. I couldn't go to the gym. I couldn't do anything for a while, you know, and then it healed. And then and then I moved to North Hollywood, and there was no gym. So I go, well, you know, I need something. I need to get back, and, you know, because I loved it. And my knee was fine. I was ready to go again. So I bought like the heavy bag, speed bag combo thing you can put in your garage. Yeah. It was sort of obnoxious, and it just moved a lot, and I was like, man, it's frustrating. And it was in the way of all my stuff, you know, and when I'm working. So I finally just said, you know, I'm going to sell it, and I'm going to make the effort to just go to the gym, you know, 3-4 days a week. And it was easy from Hollywood, North Hollywood to Hollywood, because they have the subway. So I did, and then I got back into it again, and that was probably about 4 years ago.
You're exclusive to that gym?
Yeah. I would only go to that gym because I knew, you know, Freddie was, you know, he's a great guy. He, you know, I feel like, you know, I've known him for so long. You know, he doesn't ever make me pay. You know, I try to give him money, and I try to give somebody their money, and they're like, no, you know, you don't have to pay here. And, you know, and I go get shirts. Oh, you don't have to pay. No. I was like, I want like five shirts. And like, no, it's okay. And I'm like, okay, I want 20 then. No, so, you know, he loves me, and the people there know, you know, they're really great people there. After a time, you start to build a good rapport with everybody. And so, you know, since I've been there training, I think last 2 years, I was more serious. And last year, I wasn't able to. Now I live on the west side. Now it's really hard to get over there. And there's no gyms around here for that.
It's like an hour from there, right? Mm-hmm.
So anytime I got work in Hollywood, I try to make it an effort. So now I'm just like, every time I'm just trying to get back into shape where I can feel comfortable with maybe even getting in the ring and sparring with somebody. Because I actually, you know, I think that's what would make me more motivated, is just to set some day. Like, okay, I'm going to spar one of the guys that I know there or something. And so that's going to give me more motivation to just train, stay in shape.
Who trains you when you're there? Are you by yourself? Or have you ever trained with Freddie?
I've never trained with Freddie. I don't like to bother him with stuff, you know, as I know people bug him, you know.
He's right there with Pacquiao, and you're like, hold on, can you check my,
yeah,
my hook?
I was like, I would love to just one time get in the ring and have him just show me, just saw, because those are some of those things I think I would never forget, like what Freddie's showing me versus what some of the regular trainers there, you know, teach. So it would be an honor, you know. It'd be like, wow, I was, you know, Freddie trained me for one round. I'm good with that, you know. I'll take that knowledge and be happy with that. But there's a lot of other guys there that I've done artwork for. Like, yeah, and that's how I would get trained. That sounds bad. I don't know how to say this without sounding nasty. I would get a trainer by trading work.
Trading your ass for some trouble.
I had this dude train me for like 5 hours. I have all these other guys training me. It's just a mess. I have different guys that I've done artwork for. They're like, yeah, I'll work with, we'll work. We'll hit mitts. And every time it's somebody, I'll work with one guy and then I'll learn his techniques, and then I'll work with another trainer and then work his techniques. It's always different. Which is good because I'm always learning something.
Yeah.
So I like to switch it up. So there's been about 4 different trainers that have worked with me. So, which is cool. I was consistent recently where I actually wasn't training in Wildcard. I was training at a park with one of the guys that used to work at the gym with Freddie.
That kid Shane?
Yeah, Shane.
Shane, yeah. I remember he was out there that one.
Yeah, so Shane. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were out there. He was like, yeah, let's go to the park. I'll train you.
Yeah, and he's like, he's in a tough space. He's having hard times right now. So I go, all right, I pay nothing at Wildcard. And I told him, it's like, you work with me in the, if I was at Wildcard and I worked with a trainer, yeah, they're going to want money. I wouldn't accept it free, but some guys want artwork from me. So they go, no, you need to do some artwork for me later on or whatever. So I'm fine with that too. But I ran into Shane, and he was looking like he was having hard times. And I'm like, work with me at the park. I'll give you, he wants like $20 for an hour. I'm like, oh, I'll do it, because to me, I was helping him out, and he had no gym. I don't even think he had a home. Like, he was really rough, really having rough times. And so I helped him out, and he helped me out, I learned a lot from him recently. And he was like, he wanted to get me sparring, and, I was super down.
So he's pretty legitimate as far as the trainer goes.
I think he's really good. Yeah. I think he's really good. Mm-hmm. He's really hard on me, and he pushes me, and he doesn't, doesn't slack. Doesn't let me slack. And so I felt really good. And it's just being consistent. It's like, yeah, I'll do it when I'm in Hollywood, but working, I'll try to get there early before I start work and work with them. So now it's just about my schedule. If I had a regular kind of job where I knew my schedule every day, then I could, I can have a more legit training.
It's going to get pretty crazy in there pretty soon. He's fighting Bradley.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah, I need to stop by there because, I know that he expanded downstairs where he has more private training.
Private gym.
Yeah. And then we went there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was before the Pacquiao fight.
Yeah. And they have the other one, too, on the west side.
Yeah.
But I think it's owned by, I think he's got a partner in that gym or something.
I can't remember. I think one of the guys was telling me.
The place is really nice.
Yeah, one of the guys was telling me he goes there, but one of the trainers said I should go try that because I told him I moved, and I was like, man, it's hard to get over here every day. It's a lot of traffic in this city. It's a big part of my day. Once I get there and get done, it's like, it's already, if I took off here in the morning at 8 or 7, I probably wouldn't get home till noon before I get my day started, And so I do a lot of the training at home but eventually I want to get like somebody on this side of town until,
There's a lot of gyms around here too.
Yeah.
A lot of gyms on this side of town. I think in Venice there's a, what's that place called?
There is one in Venice.
There's too. A big one in Venice.
Yeah. Because I want to get back into and eventually this summer probably train with Shane again if he's around. I don't know, I haven't talked to him in a while. He used to hit me up and I'm like, I'm out of town for a month or 3 months. So
you have any projects coming up, like any boxing projects, any boxing related type stuff? Any artwork, any murals or?
No, but I just recently looked at my portfolio. I do a lot of boxing stuff.
Do you really?
Yeah. Yeah, I painted a gym. My friend owns a gym in Vegas. It's called Pound for Pound. He had a big gym. I did a huge boxing mural with all the boxers on it. I do a lot of personal stuff, a lot of Ollie. I painted another job in Vegas for this woman who was, she was a boxer. She's sort of a boxer. She just trained by one of the guys I know from that Pound for Pound trains her. She's just some rich woman. And I painted a, and she built a gym in one of the rooms, and she built a ring, a mini ring.
In her house?
Boxing ring, yeah, in her house. And I did the back wall, and it was a mural of Rocky fighting Evander Holyfield. it was pretty cool.
That's crazy.
It was. I had to make a lot of it up, and yeah, it was funny. But it was fun to do, and so I did that, and I painted some other box. I painted lots of boxing.
What are you working on right now? It's like a strictly art.
Just art.
Just art?
I have nothing.
You have nothing?
No, right now I have an art show coming up in Virginia with a few other guys. So I'm just doing canvas work and some personal things that at home that I'm not even sure what I want to show yet. You know, I'm just building, getting prepared. But there's nothing really lined up. I mean, I got a couple murals here and there that I could do, but I want to focus on some canvas work right now. And, something that I don't really do enough.
Done any more of Snoop's cars?
No. I haven't done the Snoop car since the Laker car. Oh, I actually do have a car right now I'm going to do. I'm sort of getting back into painting the car mural thing because I kind of miss it a little bit. And I've been finding it seems like it's getting big again or something. And people are getting contact with me a lot for the car murals, and I'm like, I don't really do them that much anymore. So I'll only do the guys that are really going all out on their cars, you know.
How much pressure is that, man, to do a car?
To do a car?
It's not like you're doing a mural canvas and you can just throw it away.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's pretty tough to do them because, I mean, I've done so many in my time, but I can pretty much nail it and make customer happy. Once you clear coat over it, then it's done, you know. But until then, I can always have that time.
What's your favorite thing to do of all the different canvas, walls, murals?
My favorite thing to paint
cars
is walls.
Walls?
Spray can with walls. I almost was ready to just quit, like airbrush overall. And canvases, it's cool and fun, but I just like big scale. I like big pieces, walls. When you walk by, you know, you're breaking necks.
Yeah, like that Zac Brown thing we did that one time. Uh-huh. People were going crazy over that thing.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice.
That's the stuff I like doing. So if I can get out there and find walls and paint walls all day, I don't need to. Well, I mean, I'll do airbrushing just because I can't do the same thing all the time because I'll get burnt out. So I'll take a break. I'll do some pinstriping. I'll do some airbrushing, sometimes a little bit of acrylic, you know, maybe some candy paint, pattern stuff, graphics, draw, like, just if I'm not painting spray can, then.
So we're back.
Hear the airplanes.
We're back. Taz had to be Papa Taz right now. He had to call his son. But so you were talking about the gigs you've been getting, a lot of cars.
Gigs,
a lot of
yeah.
requests,
yeah,
which is cool. And then he also was talking about Rocky Balboa. He was talking about the hat we have here, which is West Side Boxing. Just got this today from the fellas at West Side Boxing, which is real nice of them. It's kind of like a take on Rocky Balboa, but fitted.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's cool.
You said you hadn't seen Creed yet. It's a good movie.
Yeah, I got to see it.
It's really good.
Yeah,
it's probably the best.
Really?
Yeah,
it's the best
really, of all of them.
Is it considered a Rocky?
It's a Rocky movie.
Trilogy. Yeah, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
But it's a different...
Those like, are my favorite, though.
Rocky. He acts different in it.
Yeah. Oh, really?
He does a really good job. He won an award for that.
Oh, shit.
Like a best supporting actor.
Wow.
It's pretty good. I went in there hating, like, man, this is gonna suck.
You know what's funny is when I was a kid, those were some of my earliest drawings. Was Rocky.
Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, Rocky Balboa. And then I remember when I was kid, you know, I used to draw Rocky, and then I used to draw Rocky and Clubber Lang. It's like, you know how he had the tussle thingies on his shoe, on his boots, and in the Mohawk. Yeah, I remember that. I wish I still had that stuff.
What is this right here, man? Is this Floyd Mayweather? What's going on here?
Ah, no. So these are.
Let me back up the camera here. But go ahead and show us.
These are some concepts for this car mural I'm painting. It's just a bunch of street dudes. Let me see here. I got just a bunch of rugged dudes, like characters that I'm building as a collage. This kind of gives you an idea. So, you know, I'll lay the car out with all these thugs around here, and you know, the street corners, and this one's got too many people, you know. So, you know, this is the car, you know, and this will be just a scene. So it'll be pretty much a big collage of.
And this is going on a car?
Yeah, that's the actual picture of the car. Not the one, but it's like this car. It's like a 59 Impala convertible. I had some other ones. Like, you know, this is the guy, customer. That's his car. Oh, here's one. Nope. I have a bunch of stuff. Yeah, so just doing some concept stuff, and then I'll puzzle it all together. There's going to be a lot going on in this mural. There's going to be so much that I won't even, coming up with ideas. And
so it's a bunch of guys on the car.
Yeah, there'll be a bunch of guys. Basically, they're going to represent the guys from his hood, you know, but not really look like them. They'll have this kind of looks like the guy that owns a car, and then I'm going to put a couple people that look like him. I'm just coming up with, like, features and, you know, sometimes I'll just draw and things will come out nice or something I like, and then I'll say, oh, this will work, and then I'll start adding and building from there. So it's like sometimes I just start drawing.
And all that will be airbrushed, right?
Yeah. And because one of the jobs I did, one of the cars I did a long time ago had a bunch of cars, girls, thug dudes, tattoos, with tattoos, and it was real LA, and he liked, yeah, he's like, I want stuff like that, and I'm like, all right, so now I kind of get an idea of what he likes, so then I start drawing the characters, and then I'll start finding cars, and
what's the most LA thing you've ever put on a car? Like, if there's one thing that identifies with California or Cali.
Lakers.
Lakers?
The Laker car.
When are you going to do a Clippers car, man?
Well, they weren't good when I was doing. Nobody liked the late Clippers. Who are the Clippers?
Lamar Odom, man, before he was on drugs.
Before, like, just recently, they've been since they got, like.
Blake Griffin.
Shit. Blake Griffin, yeah. And they've been people getting on the bandwagon, which is cool. I mean, you know, it's L.A. team. It's like there's two L.A. hockey teams in there, like a orange, like Anaheim Ducks or something.
Yeah.
I didn't know this so recently. Yeah. I was like, oh, that Anaheim Ducks, that's the actual team that plays. And I saw them play in L.A. And I'm like, oh, shit, because I don't watch hockey. You know, there's two baseball teams.
What are you, USC or UCLA?
UCLA, I think I'm more of a fan. Cause,
really?
Yeah, I'm a fan because my favorite – players came from my two biggest favorite players came from USC.
Who's that?
In football, and which is Lynn Swann and Troy Polamalu. Even though I'm wearing a Charger shirt.
Oh, I know. What's still up like with that? I was going to ask you. I was like, damn, I know they're coming to LA, but.
Yeah, I like the Chargers. I'm just been a Steeler fan since I was a kid.
Yeah, usually you're all black and gold out every time I see you.
I'm always Steelered out.
Yeah.
But I had no clean clothes, and this was the last shirt I had. This is a painting shirt.
Now, I was watching this 30 for 30 the other night, and they had USC. It's called the Trojan Horse. And, man, it's pretty crazy what they did, man, during the Cheat Carroll years, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's like Bill Belichick.
Yeah. But, you know, I didn't know that guy was such a novice, or like he wasn't as big as the candidates that they picked up before they picked him up. Mm-hmm. And that dude just came in storming, man, and he got those kids to work hard, and it's nuts. Yeah. Anyways, all right, dude. Well, I know you got to get going. You got things going on here. You know, you're busy guys. So
the guy just got a shower. Jeez, I smell like I was at the gym. I smell like the whole gym.
So, thanks for coming, man, or thanks for being on the Thanks for being on the podcast.
That's personal.
Come on, man. Hey,
you're welcome.
There's kids
you're
listening welcome. To this. Kids listening to this thing. So, anyways, thanks for being on the podcast and being a good guy, man.
I know. That's awesome,
homie. And thanks for talking, chatting it up with me for a little bit. Man. And where can my listeners find you?
They can find me, I guess, the social media, Instagram and Facebook. But you just gotta search Taz Rock, TAZROC. And my website's a little rough right now. I don't really promote it until I get it locked down. So, I'm pretty much just rely on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I'm not very good at managing myself.
I don't know, man. You're living off your art. I know a lot of guys that want to do that, but they can't, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
But, all right, cool, man. So, I'll be talking to you soon, and thanks for being on the Friends vs. Foes podcast.
Awesome.
And thank you, everybody, for listening. This is Tim Mateus Foe signing off. Once again, you can reach us at Friends vs. Foes on Instagram and Facebook, and our website, www.friendsversusfoes. It's VS.com. Thank you, and peace.